time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, not over the phone, we have Representative Christine Watkins. We're going to do our legislative session wrap-up, and we've got quite a few things that we're going to talk about. We know we're going to take some time, so this is going to be a two-parter. We're going to have her stick around, and we're going to talk all these things. We're going to talk about Senate Bill 49, which we dubbed the Kevin Costner bill, but we'll talk about that. A tinted window bill that is very interesting. A lot of people might be interested in it. A vaccine amendment bill. We'll talk about that. And then the second part of our interview, we're going to talk strictly everything that they did for education this year at the session. So Representative Watkins, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate the time.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, this is one of those things that, you know, you wrapped up and maybe you've kind of recovered.
I'm working on it. but to say that we're going to have a wrap-up of this, we passed over 500 bills, so we're just doing a little bit.
We're just going to touch the tip of the iceberg, the stuff that sounds good.
Yeah.
And one thing that we didn't really touch on, but we'll do really quickly because I think we can do that, the food tax that was there. You said
yes.
It kind of got bumped, and they may work on it all summer long.
Right.
So this will be something that comes back maybe next session.
Yeah, we found out, or not we, leadership, if you don't have the backing of leadership, you don't go anywhere with a bill. And we had two representatives, a Democrat and a Republican, come in and want to do the bill to take tax off food. And so towards the middle, a little bit towards the end of the session, leadership on both sides, Senate and House, started looking at that. How do we do this? And they finally just realized it was so complicated that they just couldn't get it done this session. So it's an election year, so whether they have the time to work on it or if they're going to be out campaigning or not, we'll just have to wait and see.
And so that one may come back up again next session. So there's that one. The one we're going to start off with, like I said, Senate Bill 49. And this is actually geared mostly towards film production in rural Utah. And so I'm going to let you kind of speak to that for just a moment.
Well, this bill will allocate $12 million. It's over a two-year period time, and it will have a sunset, which means it will go away if the legislature doesn't review it and say, yes, we want to continue, or no, we don't. And so it's for all of rural Utah, that $12 million, plus we have another $8.3 million that's available to anybody, urban or rural. And we had all the commissioners, all the rural commissioners send us a little letter, their signatures were on it, that they supported this bill. I will tell you, not everyone supported it. It was a hard fight in the House, and we discussed it in caucus. We were on the floor a couple of times with it, and then it gets circled, which means it's still there, but there's work to be done. And this was the very last bill that we passed Friday night.
And as you were saying, that all the rural commissioners sent letters and everything like that, but you still had representatives and senators from areas of rural Utah that are completely dead set against this.
Right. They don't like Hollywood. They don't like the film industry. And plus, we had others who said, well, you know, we know it doesn't work to give them tax incentives, et cetera, et cetera. But we're a lot of us were like, you know, let us have a try at it. And if a county does not want them in their county, they can say no.
Right. And I think that's the most important part of it, is that before anything even starts, the county has to sign off on it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So if somebody wants to film in Carbon County, would it be the commissioners have to get together and say, we're good?
Well, I would think it would be commissioners, maybe some mayors, depending on where it's going on. And because we know that, I mean, I wasn't here, but Kevin Costner, when he came down, he was in Emory County, he was in Carbon County, he went down to Kane County. So the rumor I heard was that he wanted to do five films in Utah. So I, you know, it depends on the county and all the people that live there, because if they absolutely don't want it, we're not forcing it on them.
Right. And so this is something that if it's a go, it is a go, it was signed
mm-hmm.
off, it was taken care of. Now the money is there.
Right. Well, it will be.
We didn't check the balance this morning.
Well, but we know there's 8.3, unless that's already been spent, but the 12 million, this is for the fiscal year 2023. So it'll, you know, It will be there.
The money will be there.
So, yes.
So we have that one, and that one took care of itself. The other one we wanted to talk about, because you said that this is kind of this is a bill that's been knocked around quite a bit, and that's tinted windows.
Yes, I even tried to run it through a couple of years ago, and the Highway Patrol would always say, no, for safety reasons, we need to be able to see in cars, and I will tell you, there's no one size fits all in all of the states. The states all have different percentages of what they want to do for windows. But we had a real strong senator come in this year. And the best part is, I think the Highway Patrol said, you know what, this is not going away. Every year, somebody brings this bill forward. So they worked with him. They actually tested what different percentages of tinting look like, and right now a front side window that allows less than 43% of light to come in is now going to go to 35. So, and then there's a 5% variance on either side of that. So we're going to drop down to where the windows can be darker. And this is, you know, I've talked to our used car sales people here, and it's a big deal when they buy cars from other states that allow a darker tint. Then somebody's going to get pulled over, or they have to go and pay to have that scraped off and new tinting put on. So we're real happy with this.
So we got that one taken care of, so that will go down. And then the other one that we're going to talk about in this break is vaccine amendments. And this was on the vaccine passport, you said,
yes.
For employers?
Yes. Well, we passed the vaccine passport amendment a year ago saying we're not going to let you have passports. That's ridiculous. You know, if you have a vaccine, you figure out what to do with that. We're not, we can't make people carry them around. And so this bill would have covered anything. I don't care whether it was COVID, type of COVID, bad flu that comes along, a different virus, that employers could not require proof of vaccination or that you'd even had it. And so it passed the House side handily. There were a few little amendments, and they wanted to take out employers because they felt like we were getting into their area. We still passed it, sent it to the Senate. And I don't know the changes they made, but the Senate made a lot of changes. And this was the last day of the session. And so when it came back over for what we call concurrence, that you'll concur with the Senate, the House sponsor said no. What they did to it was so egregious. It's dead. It's done.
So that one is dead in the water.
For this year.
For this year. There's always next
year,
right?
There's always next year.
So they always say that. There's always next year. All right. So that kind of breaks down those three bills right there. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk all about education in the next break. All right. So stick around with us, if you would, please, Representative Watkins. All right. We'll be right back with more with Representative Christine Watkins on Castle Country Focus.